B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week's dog out of here.
The Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich program for Friday. Fred and Rich off today. John Wallach, Joe Murray here. Mike Lockhart, as you heard, doing updates. And it's interesting, Joe, you mentioned something during Lockhart's update, and I completely agree with you, is that we both, like, when you hear the music for the update, both of us are like, oh my God, I'm not ready. And we both had forgotten, Mike, that we're not doing the updates today. And Mike,
I freaked out, man. I
know,
like,
both
oh
of us did both of it. So it's like a response. You get that jolt through your body, like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to go. But no, it was Mike Lockhart. And Mike, congratulations. The last time we did this was 2 weeks ago. And Mike really struggled with the first one. He did.
There were a lot of technical difficulties.
There were a lot of technical difficulties, but Mike was ready to get up and walk out of the studio and go home after
My soul did leave my body at one point during that.
Yes, like, I know. It was, Mike was doing, the music was running, and Mike wasn't in the booth. He had run all the way down to the other booth. And like, I can't hear myself. And Dan O'Brien's like, F you, go back in there and, you know, get through it. And Mike really had a hard time.
Yeah.
And
when the sound didn't play, that was what really got me.
No,
like,
but
everything was going wrong. And I was like, okay, I'm on the right track. I play sound and I can't hear anything. So I didn't know that anything wasn't playing. And then I look up like 15 seconds into it and you guys are like, nothing's playing. And that's when my soul left my body right then and there.
It's tough when you're on the spot like that. But I got to say, Mike, that was very professional. Like, lined it up, knocked it down first time through. How's that feel?
I feel much better than the last time. Last time I wanted to die, and today I feel great.
Well, what I like about this gig is whenever I have an issue, it's like, oh man, I just look at Wallach, who experiences this on a daily basis his whole life. You know what I mean? Like, it's like I have the moment, and then he's like, Joe, this is my everyday life. Yeah. You know, this is what I do all the time. So the pressure's like off of him. Right. And then I heard the headlines better, and I'm like, oh no. And I remember yesterday I was telling you, I'm like, dude, I sometimes stay up at night wondering what are we going to put in the, you know, in for the headlines, because it's been bare, but now sports is back a little
bit. Well, I'll tell you what.
Last night was bare.
Before that, I had only hosted shows. And when you host a show, you can kind of sit back,
Mike,
not get too worried about it. But when that bed plays, it's like, you're like, all right, here I go. Here's my moment.
And just so you know, because it's been a while and his show is coming back again, the Fantasy Football Show. What year is this now?
This is year number 10 coming up.
The 10th year of the Fantasy Football Show. If they indeed get this season off the ground,
right.
When is it coming back?
I think it's August 30th. It's a Sunday, 2 weeks before the season is supposed to start.
So 3 weeks from this Sunday, the Fantasy Football Show is back, and that was the reference. Mike has hosted this show now for a decade with about 7 different co-hosts.
Are you guys having a 10-year anniversary party?
Oh, it's gonna be huge, Joe. It's gonna be.
Yeah,
maybe we could rent out the Wilbur or something.
It'd be great.
I don't know.
It'd be great. So it's
bring back all the hosts.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? All the hosts.
Yeah, I know. You had Cattles there for a while. And what else we got? Keith Cattles.
Murray had like a 7-week stint, and then he left and went to Atlanta.
That's right. And then now, so it's Tucker Silva. He's back for a third year.
This is, I think, year 4 for him coming up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So usually it's a springboard to better things, but Tucker has decided to stay around and hang out with Mike on weekends.
I think the station can afford a 10-year anniversary for the.
I think that'd be great. We'll get posters made up.
Much. Yeah.
We'll get a Lockhart head. We'll just put it right in there with you. It'd be great.
Yeah.
It'd be great. So it's Joe and I on a Friday up until 10 o'clock here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, 617-779-0985. And before we go any further, the danger of working this shift for as long as I have, and we're coming up on the 11-year anniversary of the station in, what is it, less than a week? I think it's 6 days from now, August 13th. Yeah, so it's we'll have been at this for 11 years, and Mike, I don't know if you experience this too, is that sometimes you go through bouts of insomnia, and that is right what I'm in the middle of now. I have not slept in 4 days.
Yeah.
Four days.
I'm with you right now. For some reason, I can't sleep. We had a mouse situation the other night that lasted till midnight. And then last night, I missed my window till I was like exhausted. And I didn't go to bed when I should have. And then I was up till like 11:30.
I don't know, Joe, you're kind of getting used to this and into the swing of things. We've talked about this off the air. But for me, and Mike, you've seen me go through this, it's ugly. And it doesn't, I don't have an excuse. I mean, my wife took my kids out of state, and you know, I'm alone in the house, so I don't have that excuse of, well, the kids were up, or I had a mouse problem, or whatever. I just, for some reason, these things go on a run, and I'm desperate. I mean, is melatonin that's the cure all for this kind of thing, or are there other cure alls for insomnia? Because it's the worst. You sit there, you're in bed. And none of us get any sleep anyway. We average, 4 or 5 hours a night before we come in? Because it's not normal to go to bed at 8:30 in the evening if you're above the age of 9. So I'm sitting there in bed, and you look at the clock, and it's, all right, if I go to sleep right now, I get 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing, too, because you can't force yourself to go to sleep. So I did it again last night. I'm sitting there. It's 12:30 in the morning, and I did something I never do. And I got up, and I played NHL 2020 on my PlayStation. That's what I did. That was my – I played all seven games. I played the Bruins against the St. Louis Blues because I don't have this year's game. I had last year's game. I'm proud to say I beat the Blues 4-1. And I feel a lot better this morning for having beaten the Blues, something the real Bruins couldn't do. But that was my evening.
Wow,
that was the highlight of my –
last night?
What's that?
You played five games last night?
Yes. Wow. I told you I can't sleep.
The time you have on your hands.
I can't sleep. I spent, that was about 2.5 hours. I got maybe an hour and a half of sleep.
So
last
I agree night. With you. I actually haven't played video games, guys, in like 5 years.
Yeah, me too.
I pulled out a PlayStation 2 recently. So I had a similar issue with it. I was bored. I couldn't sleep. I started playing the NCAA, last
14
with Denard Robinson on the front cover.
Oh my God, that's what, 12, 13 years old?
And like, one day I'm just like, I want to start a franchise or whatever. I got bored in 2 hours, man.
Yeah.
Two hours I got bored.
Well, I got bored like two games into my marathon this morning, but there are a lot of different ways to go to sleep. You can read, which no one does anymore. Everyone just, you know, has a Kindle or watches video, or whatever the case may be. You can watch TV. You can play video games. You can go run around the block. Whatever it is, you try and tire yourself out either physically or mentally, and nothing worked last night. So I think I think melatonin is the answer this evening. Don't have to get up early tomorrow. Just try something. I mean, I tried to beat this the natural way. I think we're going to have to introduce chemicals this.
We did try to beat this. I was going to say there's many ways that you could try to pass the time to try to fall asleep.
Get some gummies.
Yeah, I was going to say you could do
that. Here's the thing. I mean, that's like the reverse wake and bake, right? I mean, you take that stuff to go to sleep?
Oh, yeah.
The indica to go to sleep, the sativa to stay up.
Yeah, actually,
I'm dealing with two experts here. My apologies.
The thing with the weed is you need the munchies. You know what I mean? It's like you can't.
I wasn't hungry. It just, maybe I should try it because it's really frustrating.
Drinking always knocks me out. Like if I can't sleep and I don't, like if I go out for drinks and come home, I'll sleep easily.
Yeah, that's a tough morning though when you're working the shift.
Especially, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, you, Joe, the thing is, if you're Joe's size, you can do more. And it will absorb. Yeah. Am I correct?
That's right.
I mean, Joe's
I'm a giant watermelon.
Joe's nickname is King Kong Bundy. He is a large individual. So I'm thinking that if I tried that, I'd probably go to sleep real fast. You know, and I do like a quarter to an eighth of the stuff that you do.
So you did that last night. I watched Boogie Nights.
Oh, good. Okay. So still now you understand.
Still not better than Good Will Hunting.
Well, you got the wrong guy. I mean, I think Boogie Nights is better than Goodwill Hunting, but I'm not on the level.
What even happened at the end?
I think it's close.
What even happened? Like the guy with the motor in, you know, in the house or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they runs off in his car and I need your help. And then he's back?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Where'd it go? At least good. At least Will went to go find a girl.
Yeah.
In a crap car.
Did he make it?
That's the point. I often wondered. He took off down the Mass Pike, and we never saw what happened. That's true. There's a lot of unexplained, answers there too.
You know, the funny thing about that movie is Ben Affleck's character is basically the same character as in the town.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're the same person.
Not a lot of range. Well, with Affleck, there isn't a ton of range to begin with. Real quick, before we get to the break, you had an interesting day yesterday. Did you not?
Yes, I had a procedure done.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone's ever had them. It's called an endoscopy. They They knock you out, and then they stick a microphone down your throat or esophagus.
Oh, man.
They go and see what's going on in your belly and your lower intestine. I have to do these like every 3 years or whatever. And I'm fine. I feel great. I'm spectacular. But they put this thing in your throat, which like isn't, you know, it's not, it tastes gross. But I don't know, about an hour after the thing, I'm like, I can go. Like, let's go out. Like, I was all pumped up. Dude, my throat, I couldn't even talk last night. I was wondering if I was going to bail on Wallach today for a period of time.
All right.
And then, no, I feel spectacular this morning. I'm healthy. I'm alive. We're good to go.
We're all happy about that.
Yeah, and I'm, yeah.
We're all happy
about
that.
But an endoscopy, I'm afraid of the other one, Wallach.
Well, the other one is, it's interesting. I was lined up to take the other one, and Rich was like, don't worry, it's just because he had it done. But once you pass the age of 50, they recommend you have it once every other year, once every 5 years. I don't know what it is. I'm scared to death of it anyway. I've had friends that have gone through it and drank the stuff beforehand, and they were telling me about how gross it was. A good friend of mine told me, and this is when I told him, I had an appointment to get it done. He told me, and it's one of those things where you walk up to a friend of yours who's had it before, and they smile at you because they know they're going to completely wreck your life with the story they're about to tell you. He told me he had to drink the stuff the night beforehand.
Yeah.
He couldn't keep it down.
No? I had to start at 35, and I was fine.
Okay. He couldn't keep the liquid down.
Wait, you
down.
Had one?
Yeah, I have to have him at 35. My grandfather died of colon cancer.
Okay. So you know about this. He drinks the stuff beforehand. He gave him like a quart jug of this stuff that you have to drink beforehand to clean you out to make sure. And he kept throwing it back up. And he called his doctor and said, I can't keep this stuff down. And the doctor said, not my problem. You need to drink this stuff. So he spent the entire night drinking and throwing it back up and then went and had the procedure. Yes, and then went and had the procedure done. But I was lined up to have this procedure and I was dreading it. And then unfortunately for me, unfortunately because I didn't have to have it done, the one bonus thing about having brain surgery is they put that other stuff to the back of the bus, and you don't have to worry about it at all.
He's like, you're going to get a 2-for-1 there.
Yeah. They had me knocked out anyway. It was 9 hours on the table. What's an extra hour to get the check the other end? Yeah. Well, I have that to look forward to, but all the doctors were like, you know what? We'll put it off a year. You don't have to worry about it. You've been through enough.
So yeah, it's not that bad.
That's the one bonus thing about having brain surgery.
I don't even want to know.
617-779-0985. It's John Wallach. It's Joe Murray. Coming up on the program today, we're going to learn a lot of things about a lot of different sports. Bert Breer is on with us in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll discuss the NFL and all the opt-outs. No extra Patriots opted out, which is really good news for the defense. And good news for the offense as well. Sean Grandy will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Celtics back at it tonight against Toronto after scoring 149 points in a win over Brooklyn. They're 2-2, and they got a leg up on the 3 seed last night. We'll get to that in a second. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, Ty Anderson and the Bruins actually have a pretty big game coming up on Sunday if they want to capture the 3 seed instead of winding up with the 4 seed in the National Hockey League playoffs now that they've lost the first 2 games of the round robin. All of that coming up after this. It's Wallach, it's Murray here, the Toucher and Rich program on a Friday, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub headlines.
Yesterday was opt-out day in the NFL. A total of 66 players have decided not to play the 2020 season. Only the Steelers, Falcons, and Chargers didn't have anybody opt out. New England had the most with 8. The Celtics are back against the Toronto Raptors tonight. Kemba Walker is expected to play. You can catch the call of the game on 98.5 The Sports Hub starting at 8:30. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have that call, but Sean Grandy will join this program at 8:20. The Bucks won 130-116 over the Heat, and they have secured the number one seed in the East. The Bruins still have a couple more days off. They get back onto the ice Sunday against the Washington Capitals. This is a big game for both teams. They come into it 0-2. Washington lost to Philly 3-1 last night. The Red Sox start a three-game series with the Blue Jays tonight at Fenway. Red Sox and Blue Jays have both won 4 games apiece, and Ryan Weber gets the start for Boston. He's 0-2 with an 11.57 ERA. That's not good. Tanner Roark gets the start for Toronto. First pitch at 7:30. And in golf, Jason Day and Brandon Todd are 5-under to start round one of the PGA Championship in San Francisco. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Ultimate Chimney Sweep. Now hiring with no experience necessary, make $50,000 to $90,000 per year. Here's your opportunity to start a real career with great pay and full benefits. Call Ultimate Chimney Sweep now at 1-800-499-2726. That's 1-800-499-2726. I'm Mike Lockhart. I'm Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next headlines in 30 minutes.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is Sean Grandy, voice of the Celtics. Tune in tonight at 8:30 for Star Market Celtics Tonight and check out the Star Market app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas with just for you. Download the Star Market app today. Go shopping, get rewards. Star Market, the official supermarket of the Boston Celtics Radio Network.
Boston Bruins playoff coverage on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the Bruins Radio Network is presented by Safety Insurance, providing comprehensive coverage for your family and small business. Ask your independent agent about safety.
Hey parents, can't figure out what to do with the kids today? No worries, because Plaster Fun Time is open at all of their 9 area locations. Get your kids out of the house to a safe, clean, and fun environment. Book your next birthday party or event or anytime fun at PlasterFunTime.com. Plaster Fun Time is a great day out for the entire family. Walk-ins are always welcome, so stop by your local Plaster Fun Time today. This message was made possible by RCN Business. RCN Business, business better.
Men, it's summertime, and if you're like many men today, you've been cooped up, maybe put on a few pounds, and probably haven't been getting the exercise you need. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and if you want to get back to the man you used to be, but just don't have that youthful energy you once had, you very well may have low testosterone. Low T causes all kinds of issues, from a reduced libido, low energy, and bad sleep patterns, to problems with muscle gain and weakness, and more. If this is you, it's probably time to get treated for your low T. At Northeast Men's Health, we've treated many men for low T. We've seen them put on muscle, add to their energy, improve their sex lives, get better sleep, and just feel better. Plus, if you're like most men, you'll see results in just a few weeks. So make an appointment today and experience how testosterone therapy can change your life. Your initial appointment is only $99 with results in minutes. And if you start on testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call today, 617-793-5000, or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 2 offices in Salem, New Hampshire, and in Dedham, next to Legacy Place.
About driving a brand new Subaru Ascent. From its symmetrical all-wheel drive to its 3 spacious rows of seating for the entire family. Love all the 2020 Ascent has to offer. Starting at $31,995 with 0% financing for up to 63 months. Or lease for only $299 per month for 36 months with $3,249 due at signing. For complete details, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. No matter where your family's adventures take you, you can shop Subaru online. Simply enter your zip code to locate your Subaru retailer. Buy the Ascent with 0% financing or lease for $299 per month. You don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event.
There's a lot to love about you.
Hey, Hey, it's Felger here at Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. You are the only thing that matters. Their goal is to treat every customer like their only customer. Check them out at cambridgesavings.com/corporatebanking. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Did you know that Metamucil is available in packets, capsules, and fiber thins? Buy them today at Walmart and Walmart.com.
Sometimes our food is more than just food. It's an integral part of our community. So this year, Discover is giving $5 million to support Black-owned restaurants. To places like Rodney Scott's Barbecue in Charleston, Post Office Pies in Birmingham, Back in the Day Bakery in Savannah, and hundreds more places in your local community, all across the country. Learn how you can show your support at discover.com.
Please join ClearPath for Veterans New England in humble observation of Purple Heart Day. Pause for a moment to remember and honor the brave men and women who were either wounded on the battlefield or paid the ultimate sacrifice with their lives. Learn more at purpleheart.org.
Time and temperature brought to you by Shaw's at 637 and 68 degrees in the city of Boston. Shop the big anniversary sale at Shaw's through August 13th. Earn 4x reward points for every $10 spent on participating items. Other restrictions and exclusions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, for Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, so the verdict appears to be in. In case you missed the beginning of the program, I'm really having a hard time getting to sleep in the evening. It's been 3 or 4 days since I got more than like 2 or 3 hours of sleep during the evening. And just taking a straw poll off of Twitter, which no one should ever do, but this is what I have available to me. Marijuana beats melatonin by a factor of 5 to 1, easily. That seems to be the advice I'm getting, is marijuana is the best way for me to grab the 8 hours of sleep it's probably more than that my body so desperately needs. So apparently melatonin out, marijuana in.
All right, so here's the deal with weed. You've never really partaken in marijuana.
No, and Rich never did either until about a year ago, right?
He
was vaping, and then there was the whole edible thing, which I've talked to a lot of people. I find that amazing that he went crazy with edibles and got no reaction at all.
I don't believe him. But, Mike, if Wallach smoked weed the first time,
what would I be like?
How high would this guy get, or would he even get high?
I don't know. It depends on how your body reacts, but if you got high, it would be hilarious. Belly laughing over nothing.
Just make sure I record it, is what you're saying. Get the iPhone out.
I'm worried if he smoked the first time, like, would it even do anything to him?
Oh, it would.
The second
thing, though,
is the first time you're high, like, you're not going to sleep.
No. You're going to freak out, probably.
That's the thing. I mean, I don't think these people kind of factored that in.
You just hold your new dog and pet its head the whole time.
I know, but that's the thing. My dog is just a puppy. She's only 8 months old. She doesn't sit still for anything. I mean, and that's the thing. The dog racing around me in circles would probably make matters worse.
Or better.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I have a puppy, and I want it to stop running around, so
okay. Maybe
if you get high,
all right,
it won't matter. You'd be like, hey, cool, though. Hey,
that's cool. Just you do your thing. I'm just going to sit over here. That's a good way to go.
Put a little Casanova on in the background.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Call the wife. So FaceTime the wife. Say, hey,
like, hey
check
man,
me
man.
Out. I'm cool tonight.
It's Wallach and Murray on a Friday. Let's continue on. We talked about football in the first segment. Let's segue into basketball because the Celtics have a fairly important game tonight against Toronto down in the bubble in Orlando. And yesterday, the Milwaukee Bucks, who beat the Celtics in the first game back for both teams, actually did the Celtics a favor.
Bucks lead by one. Giannis, top of the circle, driving, spinning to the rim for a right-hand slam.
So Milwaukee beats Miami down in Orlando, 130-116. They go on a big run at the end to do it. And with the win, the Bucks clinch the top seed in the East. And more importantly, as far as the Celtics are concerned, with the Heat loss, they're now 2.5 games behind the Celtics for the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference. And both teams have 4 games. Both teams have 4 games left. Miami actually has 1 extra game on the schedule just because that's the way it was when things stopped. They have that 1 extra game. Nothing comes out even in the bubble. But the Celtics, after the game against in Orlando against Toronto tonight, have 3 very easy games. And they should theoretically walk away with the 3 seed. And that's important, Joe Murray, because that first-round matchup at the moment looks like it's going to be against the Philadelphia 76ers. And the Sixers lost Ben Simmons yesterday to a dislocated kneecap. They think, I mean, the online doctors in this case are fabulous. Philadelphia didn't release any timelines on when they think Ben Simmons is going to be back. The online doctors seem to think this is a month or 2 month injury.
Yeah. A knee subluxation or whatever they call it. No, he's not going to be able to move. So the one thing that Simmons does, and I looked this up this year, he's one of the best defenders in the league. It's defending star players. Like he goes up against every top player that's on another team. That losing that type of ability is going to crush the 76ers.
The Sixers have an elite defensive player behind him, too. Yeah, I mean, having Joel Embiid behind you allows you to do it. But if you're a 6'10" point guard, you can pretty much defend whoever it is you want if you choose to. But the Sixers, who are dysfunctional to begin with, and you don't know what you're going to get out of Joel Embiid, who is one of the better players in the world. I mean, if you lose a guy like Ben Simmons, that's huge. So I like the Celtics over the 76ers anyway.
Yeah.
Now that Simmons is out of the mix, I want the Celtics to get that 3 seed, play the Sixers in the first round, and then deal with whatever comes after that.
Yep, I agree with you. I know we're looking ahead a little bit here with the Simmons thing, and maybe a month the playoffs probably start in less than a month?
Yeah. Well, both the Celtics and Miami have 4 games left, so it's a couple of weeks.
Okay. So, yeah Simmons would probably be out, and if I was the 76ers, I'd think long-term about their star not playing in that situation here. But, speaking of tonight's game, I've read a lot of stuff. We watched the Brooklyn game. Like, yeah, they put up 149 points. They hit 23-pointers.
Brooklyn's missing their top 5 or 6 players.
Yeah, and I'm reading articles that, they're putting the league on notice after this game.
Who said that?
Quote your source.
Who in the world said the Celtics are putting the league on notice?
NBC Sports Boston, well, Nets or not.
That's wrong about 5 different
Raptors
ways.
Raptors on notice after shredding the Nets.
Is that because they were without Kemba?
The article says, considering the jumpers, the layups, the dunks, and deflections, the Celtics got scoring from every part without Kemba Walker.
Okay. Who is the author of that particular article?
I'm not throwing any names.
Why? I'd like to have this person on and debate this with him.
Aishrod Blakely, I respect. Great guy.
All right. Well, Aishrod, I love him to death. He's wrong. That's not what the Celtics did at all.
Highlights Jaylen Brown, Robert Williams.
Yes, they were great. I'm glad you brought up Robert Williams because we had a nice debate about Robert Williams on the show yesterday. You think that he should stand from 15 feet out and keep knocking down jumpers and it would be a perfect thing for the offense. Robert Williams thinks that he is working on his shot and can certainly do that.
I'm just like you said, I worked on a lot. My teammates seen me working on it, so they're eager telling me to shoot it. That's obviously a confidence booster. Teammates having me back, so something I try to look for, but not get too anxious to shoot it. Remember to do my job.
So you're convinced that Robert Williams should take a lot more standstill jumpers outside, and he would be successful doing that.
I think Robert Williams should stand around the basket and dunk it when possible.
Which is what he does, okay. And what he does exceptionally well.
But I am only saying that from the tape I have watched. The tape of him at Texas A&M.
Uh-huh.
I know he can shoot the basketball around. Brian Robb is here today.
We can talk to B-Rob about this. B-Rob is producing the program. B-Rob,
do you think Robert Williams can hit an effective jump shot?
I don't trust that jump shot.
Thank you. He's a terrible jump shooter. He shoots 80% from the field because all of it is on alley-oop dunks. He's not a good shooter.
Like, I hate the Clint
Capella
comparison.
Sean Grandy almost fainted when he knocked down a jumper from the top of the key. And he said afterwards, and rightly so, that's the longest shot he's made as a pro. Yeah. He's absolutely right. Okay. Robert Williams' range is 3 feet and in. And if you go any further out than that, you are risking things. Anyway, Robert Williams certainly thinks he can be a big contributor to the team here in the late going.
I feel like I just need to get better conditioning-wise and getting the scores open with my screens, getting the shooters open with screens. And whenever I do get a chance, you know, to get put in with the first group or whatever, just make sure I'm doing whatever I can to bring energy to them.
So he's an energy guy. He's looking for minutes off the bench. And right now, guys like Robert Williams are playing for minutes in the playoffs. And we've mentioned it before, and Scalabrini had mentioned it on the TV broadcast, that, you know, the bench gets shortened to 7 or 8 guys. And right now, you figure Romeo Langford's battling for 5 or 10 minutes a game in a playoff situation. Robert Williams is battling for 5 or 10 minutes a game in a playoff situation. The Celtics' top two centers are Daniel Theis and Enes Kanter.
Yep.
And as I mentioned yesterday, Robert Williams, for as large as he is and athletically gifted as he is, doesn't rebound the ball all that well. Kanter is a much better rebounder. Theis is a much better offensive player simply because he can step out and make threes. Robert Williams couldn't make a 3-point shot if you gave him 10 tries.
Center,
and I think in this day and age, centers need to be able to step out, stretch the defense in all sorts of ways that opens up lanes. So if you want to go to the basket, which doesn't happen a lot in today's NBA, but if you want to go to the basket, the lane is there for you. Centers are there, if you have a bigger guy, to take that guy away from the basket to open things up for the smaller guy. It's a smaller guy's game, and if you are to adapt, if you are a center, you have to make big shots, and you have to play defense, and that is Kanter's problem, which is why Williams would actually get some time.
So that's what I mean. So looking at tonight's game here, I favor Toronto here. I just feel like the Celtics have to come out with something.
Let's go to your expertise. What's the line on today's game?
It's 2.5 right now.
2.5 for Toronto.
It's right. The Celtics beat them on Christmas Day, but they were without, was it Lowry? They were out somebody on Christmas Day. It was the first time they beat them in Toronto. Obviously, it's a neutral site now.
Right.
But I feel like with the size of Gasol, the size of Ibaka, Siakam's 6'9", 6'10", in there, like they're probably going to need another big tonight. And what we saw in Miami was Marcus Smart tried to defend Bam Adebayo and basically fouled out of the game in 3 quarters. So instead of going smaller, like Danny Ainge explained yesterday, maybe they should just try to add him instead of a Grant Williams. I think he's earned the time.
Yeah, the thing about Grant Williams, and you've seen it over the last 4 games since the restart, is that as much as Danny Ainge loves him, and Ainge loves him a lot, you can't have him out there. You can't have him out there. You can't go small because any team, and Marcus Smart can theoretically defend all 5 positions. He's strong enough to do that. But after watching what Bam Adebayo did to him and all the fouls he drew on him in the low post, you got to give Marcus a fighting chance. And to do that, you have to put him on guys that he can guard on the perimeter.
Yeah, and just one thing about big men in general, especially with the Celtics team. Williams knows how to do the double screen to get the guy open in the corner. Jaylen Brown hit a big 3 this year. I think it was against the Heat, where Williams on a double screen screened the shot so Jaylen Brown could hit the big shot. He knows how to run the offense. He does struggle rebounding, but if he's around the basketball, he has chemistry with Marcus Smart, as we mentioned. He's around the rim offensively. He can make an impact. Plus, he knows that they want to kick the ball outside and penetrate. And if he's around the basket and knows how to set those screens, I think he can at least help. He's probably not the answer.
No.
But he can at least be a part of the rotation.
See, I think about a first-round matchup with Philadelphia because that's what it looks like right now, the way things have just kind of fallen. With Miami's loss yesterday, it really gives the Celtics a chance if they're somehow able to beat Toronto today to lock up that 3 seed. But if you're in a 7-game series with Joel Embiid, you can't have Robert Williams out there. I mean, Embiid will eat him alive on both ends of the floor.
That's it, man.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be there in theory to give all of his fouls and give the Celtics 6 times 3, 18 fouls to give against Joel Embiid. That's what his value would be. 617-779-0985. We'll be back in a moment. Hour number one of the program. Toucher and Rich for a Friday. John Wallach, Joe Murray sitting in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk, while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Toucher and Rich on a Friday. John Wallach, Joe Murray just sitting over there. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we'll have Bert Breer to talk about all of the opt-outs. Yesterday was the deadline. No extra Patriots opted out, so we'll talk to him about the state of the Patriots, state of the National Football League. But right before we get to him, Joe, I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up. Did you see what Oakland A's bench coach Ryan Christensen did this week?
I did.
He's in his mid-40s. He's been a minor league manager. He's the bench coach for the Oakland A's. And Oakland had won a game, and the players are coming off the field. And instead of high fives now, teams have to figure out another way. You know, Terry Francona, you know, would kick feet with his players coming off the field. Other people do elbows. Other people, you know, like do air high fives, whatever the case may be. This guy, Ryan Christensen, made what appeared to be a Nazi gesture to his players coming off the field. And he was quickly corrected by the team's closer, Liam Hendricks, who's like, no, that's not how we're going to do it. We're going to, you know, bash elbows like the Bash Brothers back in the day. But Christensen looked like he was giving his players a Nazi signal coming off the field. How do you not understand that that's a problem in any way, shape, or form if you are a fully functional human being? I mean, even if you accidentally put your arm up like that, wouldn't there be something that clicked in your brain saying, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Let me put my hand down. He had to be corrected by someone who is, by the way, 20 years younger than him coming off the field.
So I have two takes on this. I think the guy's stupid. I thought what he did looked like, he looked like an idiot. Whether it was the Nazi salute or not or whatever, dumb. But he goes, I made a mistake, I won't deny it. Obviously, in today's COVID world, we have, you know, the gesture may have looked offensive. So he's trying to use COVID.
It's because all of us are in a pandemic that's offensive. Not that it wouldn't be offensive in any other way.
That's one.
Right.
The second one, he goes, I don't know what happened, man, I just blacked out.
I'll take that excuse.
So when you black out, you just start doing Nazis?
I'll take that excuse over the COVID excuse. 10 times out of 10. But ultimately, he had to apologize yesterday. And usually, I'm not the biggest fan of everyone apologizing about everything. This guy had to apologize and fall on his sword immediately. This is the kind of thing that gets you fired.
Yeah.
I mean, that's doesn't matter what the situation in the world is. It's a miracle he still has a job today.
Yeah,
I don't understand how in God's name you would ever fix your body to make that salute if you passed third grade. It's amazing to me that anyone could have that happen. The stupidity of this man who is 46 years old is mind-boggling. I mean, was he the only one that skipped school? I understand baseball players, some of them don't go to college. They start playing ball right out of high school. But this is second, third, fourth grade? I mean, we all have, you do not have young kids, so I'll talk to Mike. Mike, your kids have heard of this, correct?
Yes.
Your daughters are how old?
They are 12 and 10, and they are both of Jewish descent.
Yeah, my kids are 11.
Yeah.
And they're Catholic, and they understand.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand. So let's now that we've mentioned this, let's just put this quickly to the back of the bus. We'll take a timeout. No commercials here, just the headlines. And when we return, Bert Breer from MMQB.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.